Jason Bodger and the Priory Ghost by Jean Kemp. Read by John Green. Chapter 1. One warm afternoon in early May, when the trees were shoving out white, pink and red blossom as if the whole country was taking part in a giant flower festival, a school crocodile... No, not the man-eating variety, but the 2x2 school-uniformed, anoraked, notebook-carrying, I'm not walking with you, Rodney Bennett, so get lost. Don't kick anyone walking in front, children.
Jason Bodger, stop pushing other people.
Anne Bronte, keep up with the other two. Put away those sweets, Adam Bede. Stop pushing, Jason Bodger.
Mary Webb, there's nothing to cry about. Behave yourself, Crystal Ewing.
Jason Bodger, don't you dare spit on a public pavement. And stop kicking, you'll get left behind next time there's an outing. In fact, why I brought you with us today will ever remain a mystery to me. Type of crocodile, made its way from the classroom to the inner part of a small city. Mrs. Cooper, the class teacher, strode along at its head, as fast as her little legs would allow, followed by members of Year 4 Class Z, and, bringing up the rear, trying to make his lanky legs fit in with the others, came Mr. Pridmore, a long, thin and timid student, rather like a tall rabbit. He was growing a scanty little ginger bristly beard to make him less nervous, and he wore contact lenses so that he shouldn't have to worry about wearing glasses. He worried about losing his contact lenses instead. Mr. Pridmore loved children and wanted to teach more than anything in the whole world. He was a very nice person, Mr. Pridmore. He wanted them to call him Anthony, but this just made them giggle. It was just a pity that he'd landed Year 4 Class Z on his teaching practice. Year 4 Class X and Year 4 Class Y were both much pleasanter, for they didn't have Jason Bodger.